Yeah, I'm retired now. I did 37 years as in the fire service. You and I spoke here during the summer or during this winter. I
Oh,
think we
that's
spoke
right.
a few months
That's
ago.
right.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. All right. So I guess then it's time for the update. So tell me how it's going now.
Yeah, knee's good. I have had a stem cell procedure Dr. Wagner did on my shoulder after I broke it badly in a surfing accident, and my shoulder's doing well, doing very well. And I had a PRP, a platelet, what is it called? Platelet replacement procedure in my knee, and that's the best it's been in years, in many years.
So, for people who didn't hear the earlier interview, and to refresh my memory, frankly, what was it that first got you to seek help on this?
Yeah, I had injured my knee while working, and I had actually had five knee surgeries, physical knee surgeries, and that left me with no or very little cartilage in my knees. And so I had bone on bone, and my knees, I was in constant pain for a very long time. So the fact that I could get some pain relief and get back to normal life was pretty amazing at that point. And Dr. Wagner had suggested that this was the best choice for me, and he was absolutely right.
And when did the shoulder happen?
The shoulder happened, let's see, it was let's say 5 years ago, and it was pretty interesting. What I had done is I had I'd hit the sand, I'd gone over a wave and hit head first and shoulder first into the sand. And it broke my shoulder. I knew that when I got out of the water. I knew it when I hit that my shoulder had broken because it crunched, and it was badly injured. And I had treated the shoulder and had shoulder surgery, but it continued to hurt really bad in my neck. And what I didn't know, because nobody checked, and this was a different physician. This was over where I live, and they d discovered that I had broken my neck in a bunch of places as well.
My gosh.
So then we treated my neck, and my shoulder still wasn't healing, so I had the stem cell procedure on my shoulder, and boy, it made a big difference as well. So it's
So
doing very well.
why did you decide to trust this and to choose Dr. Wagner?
He and I've known him. I've been a patient for many years. When he was his previous employment, where he owned part of the sports medicine clinic, I was a patient then. He and I have been friends, and I've been a patient of his for many years. For boy, more than 30 years.
So what can you, so given that most people that I talk to obviously don't know him as well as you do, so tell me what people need to know about Dr. Wagner.
About Dr. Wagner,
Yeah.
he is a compassionate, intelligent guy who does not give up until he finds what you need. He researches, he continues to think about it, he continues to try and find the right alternative for you, and he'll study up and find the best solution for you. Not just the one that everybody else is doing. He'll go out and find a new way to help you. And he's really passionate about it. And he's really caring, and he's great to deal with. Just a really, really neat guy.
And so for other people who are on the fence about surgery versus stem cell procedure, what would you say?
Yeah, I think that the surgeries, the recovery time is so long. And in fact, you never really recover. The surgeries that I had on my knees, I don't think they even do those anymore, because they've been replaced by this. This procedure is pretty miraculous. You get some amazing results, and it happens pretty rapidly. The pain goes away, and you start to feel better much, much quicker, and you get a long-term result that doesn't leave you in rehab for long periods of time. You don't have all the physical injury to your knee when they do the surgery, because it's a procedure that it happens in an office right on the spot, and you immediately start recovering. And it seems like it accelerates the recovery like nothing I've ever seen before.
And so you're retired now, but 60,
Yes.
I mean, I still consider that young. So, what's your next feat of strength?
Well, we're right now I'm getting reinvolved as a retiree. I'm kind of being pulled back out of retirement during this COVID emergency. So I'm getting pulled back into potentially, and it's not a done deal yet, but I'm going to be assisting with the Emergency Command Center for King County, helping do logistical support and support of the emergency services and hospitals, et cetera.
Wow. So
as part of that, the fire departments are very stressed and strained. All the emergency workers are working full time. Their departments are overwhelmed, and they need fire chiefs and deputy chiefs to come in and staff up the command center, which supplies logistical support across the whole emergency services. And so as a retiree, I had some folks approach me that I've worked with for many years and said, hey, would you be willing to come out of retirement for a short amount of time and help us? And I'm pretty excited to be able to help out like that. I think it's lets those folks get back to work in their own fire departments and continue to support their own communities.
Well, that's great. Thank you for doing that. And it's good to be 100% and being able to do it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, but we've been, my wife and I are pretty active. We've been trekking, and we've been in Peru, across to Machu Picchu, and we've trekked the Amalfi Coast and things like that. So I've become, again, very physically active after Dr. Wagner's help and the procedures that he's been able to do for me.
That's excellent. Great news, Jeff. And thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, sure, Dave, anytime. So it was nice talking to you.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.